Tonight, I'd like to share with you a great reality, and it really goes along with what we're looking here at our loving Heavenly Father and what He does to care for us, to take care of us, to encourage us, to build us up. And God is the biggest confident builder. You know, I think every person, if they're going to be successful, if they're going to be fulfilled, if they're going to have purpose in their life, they've got to have confidence, right? You cannot take on a task or a goal or an aspiration in your heart unless you have the confidence to fulfill it, to do what it takes to be successful at it. And our God is the best at giving us great confidence. You know, I look at my own personal life and I think about all the opportunities I've had in light of the different things I've gotten involved with. Of course, the first thing I had to get involved with is school as a child, right? We've all been there, right? You've been to school. And so to be successful in school. And I'm thankful that there were teachers, good teachers, that encouraged me, that helped me have a little more confidence than what I initially had going into the program. So I think we've experienced folks like that, teachers like that. I've played athletics, so I've had the opportunity to have coaches that would I could learn from, that would encourage me to be better and more skillful at the task at hand. And so they build confidence, right, so that you can be more successful. I was in the military. I was in the Marine Corps for a few years. And I was thankful for some of the military officers that were over me, that encouraged me, that helped me along the way so that I could take on whatever task that I was assigned to and be successful at it. They would build confidence in me. I worked in the business realm for IBM for a number of years. So I had good managers that would, again, help me be successful at my goals when I worked in the business realm. And all these pursuits, you know, think about your pursuits and what you've experienced in your life and what people that have helped you along the way and have given you some confidence that you could be successful in your goals. But the most important aspect of my life, and I believe your life too, is our spiritual relationship with God Almighty. And God Almighty is as dedicated in helping us have confidence to have fulfillment in our relationship with Him. So go to Philippians, if you got your Bibles or your phones that have Bibles in them. Philippians chapter 1, verse 6. And I'll show you what I'm talking about here in light of our Heavenly Father, God Almighty. He is even better and more committed in working with us than anybody else could so that we could be successful in our day-to-day living within the body of Christ. So in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, it says, being confident of this very thing. Okay, there's this one thing that God's saying, I want you to be confident of this very thing, that He which hath begun a good work in you. Okay, God's begun a good work in us, right? We'll perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, the day of Jesus Christ refers to when He comes back to gather the saints. So here we have a promise in God's Word that he is going to work with us. He is going to help us so that we will perform what he has called us to do in the body of Christ. God's not going to leave you high and dry. It's not like, uh-oh, I haven't read my Bible today. You know, God's probably not going to talk to me today because I haven't read the Bible. No, no. God is there day in and day out working within us so that we can perform, that we can be all that we can be in Christ. And man, oh man, we're more than conquerors, right? We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have all these wonderful promises that we can tap into, resources that we can build confidence with in our hearts and our minds so that we can do the will of God. 2 Corinthians, if you go there, please. So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, again, I just want us to realize in the depth of your heart that the Heavenly Father is constantly working within you to will and to do of his good pleasure. Now, that's Philippians 2:13, but we're in 2 Corinthians 8, right? 7, verse 7. Let's start there. Therefore, as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, is that the right place?
Yes.
And knowledge, and in all diligence, and in your love to us, see that you abound in this grace also. You know, God's wonderful grace. It's by his grace that we have all these spiritual goodies, that we are who we are today because of God's grace. Not what we have done, not what somebody else did for us, but what God wrought through his Son for us, and it's all about grace. I speak not by commandment, but by occasion of the forwardness of others and to prove the sincerity of your love. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might be rich. And herein I give my advice. For this is expedient for you, who have begun before not only to do, but also to be forward a year ago, or to will, to put into place, to will a year ago. Now, therefore, perform the doing of it. You know, God has set us. He has given us so much. And now we are to perform the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to will, so there may be a performance out also out of that which you have. In other words, God's interested in us to perform, not just to be, you know, Bible sitters. You know what a Bible sitter is? They sit on their Bible. And that's all they do with it. But see, we want to read the Word of God. We want to be what the Word of God says we are so that we can perform the doing of it. God wants us to be performers, right?
Yeah.
So you're talking about actors and, and performance and things like that. But he wants to see us perform, to really walk as more than conquerors, to really shine as his sons and daughters. And so we want to build our confidence, and God will work with us to do that. There's another wonderful scripture in 2 Timothy chapter 1. Let's take a look at that. God works with us via the Spirit that we have within us. It's a great connection. And he loves us. He cares for us. Here in 2 Timothy 1:12 it says, "For the which cause I also suffer these things or experience these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed. And I am persuaded." It doesn't say he is Maybe, I don't know, or maybe he could. No, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. You know, we need to be persuaded in the depths of our hearts as Christian believers, as children of God, that God will do what he says he will do. And he's able to keep that within us, keep the gift of Holy Spirit that we have within us, to do the promises of God that we have within us. We need to realize that he wants us to be performers, and he will work mightily within us. And we stay put with God with great confidence. We can have confidence with him. I know people, when they think about God, and I'm going to connect with God, they start getting the shakes maybe, huh? Oh my goodness, God Almighty. It should be just the opposite for us as believers. I'm thinking of God. That should just settle us down, give us a peace that just rests in our soul. Yes, God, not this crazy world that bats me around. But God, oh, I'm so at peace now, because it's God who has called me to have eternal life. It is God who wants me to be successful. It is my Heavenly Father that loves me. So we stay put with the confidence that we have in Christ. Let's look at Philippians chapter 1. I'm going to close here, kind of a short teaching tonight, but I trust it'll set your heart at ease and yet encourage you to recognize what you can do as a child of God, and recognize his care for you, that you can have confidence in him. Okay, chapter 1, verse 25. It says, "In having this," next word,
confidence,
yes. "And having this confidence, I know that I shall abide and continue with you all for your furtherance and joy of faith." This is Paul. He certainly had the confidence of what he was doing and God working with him. "That your rejoicing may be more abundant in Jesus Christ for me by my coming to you again. Only let your conversation, your manner of living, your lifestyle be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel, and in nothing terrified by your adversaries." Nothing's going to terrify you, shake you, put you off from your relationship with God. Nothing the adversary, the enemy, could do that, to shake you. "Which is to them an evident token of perdition." In other words, because you take the stand, the devil spirits, they shake in their boots, because they know that you're a son of God, and they have no way of taking that from you. They can't take it away from you. You know, our confidence should be so big and high with the things of God, knowing that he works mightily within us, and that anytime the adversary tries to shake us, it just, hey, they're losers. You know, sometimes the losers, they're the loudest ones to try to shake you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they are losers. So it's a token to them that they are. But to you, of salvation, and that of God, that your salvation is of God, not of man, not anybody else, what you did, but what God did for you. So God's salvation, that Christ in you, gives us the reason to live and have great confidence in him. and in what we have as born-again Christians, so that we can perform for Him day in and day out with great joy. Sound good?
Amen.
Yeah, yeah, why not? Why not have confidence with Him? We don't need to be shaken in our boots. That's what the adversary does. Shaking his little booties. So, okay, Heavenly Father, thank you that we have you as our Heavenly Father, that you have called us to be confident in you, knowing that you work within us to will and to do of your good pleasure, that you want the very best for us. And thank you for continuing to work with us so that there can be a beautiful, beautiful performance out of our life as we stand for you and hold forth your word, bless other people. I thank you for your people tonight and for blessing them, for meeting their needs, delivering them, healing them. Whatever the situation is, that we can rise up above it, knowing the wonderful promises of God, and that we have a Father that loves us so, so much. We thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.